Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated, with the benchmark indices extending losses into a fourth straight session. The Dow dropped 287 points, or 0.9%, dipping into the red for the year. The broader S&P 500 fell 0.7%, with all of financials, communication services, energy and industrials falling over 1% to lead 9 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Real estate and utilities were the only primary sectors to advance, up 0.9% and 0.7% respectively. The Nasdaq lost 0.5%, Qualcomm down over 5.5%, following the chipmaker's first quarter result after the closing bell of the previous session. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index lost 1.2%. Further volatility and reported turmoil in the American banking sector. PacWest Bancorp tumbled over 50.5%, extending the steep sell-off in after-hours trading a day earlier, amid reports the struggling regional bank's executives were considering strategic alternatives of their own, which could include a sale. Separately, Western Alliance slumped over 38% and saw trading halted multiple times due to volatility, after the Phoenix-based regional lender was reported to be considering selling its business, among other options. However, the company refuted the report, saying there is not a single element of truth in the article. In US corporate earnings released after the close, Apple rose over 2% in extended trading, following a 1% decline in the regular session, after posting better-than-expected first-quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue. The company also announced it was boosting its share buyback program by $90 billion, while upping its quarterly dividend by 4% to 24 cents per share. Apple did not provide full-year guidance and hasn't offered traditional guidance since the COVID pandemic began. Elsewhere, Carvana soared over 25% in after-hours trading after the used car retailer reported a significantly narrower first-quarter net loss. Additionally, the company said it expects to post adjusted EBITDA in the coming quarter after closing the first quarter with negative adjusted EBITDA of $24 million. Looking ahead, Warner Brothers Discovery releases its quarterly result tonight, while Warren Buffett's holding company Berkshire Hathaway will hold its annual shareholders meeting in Omaha, Nebraska on Saturday. In US economic data, attention turns to the non-farm payrolls report for April tonight, while consumer credit figures for March are also slated for release. European bourses were lower as investors digested interest rate hikes from both the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank, leaving the Pan-European Stock 600 index 0.5% lower. The media and basic resources sectors dropped 2.7% and 1.8% respectively. Germany's DAX was down 0.5%, with a couple of the major car manufacturers releasing results. France's CAC lost 0.9%. European Central Bank hiked benchmark rates by 25 basis points to 3.75%, as widely expected, with the central bank noting in its statement that the inflation outlook continued to be too high for too long. London's FTSE 100 shed 1.1%. Shell PLC, however, rose 0.9% after the energy giant posted first quarter adjusted earnings per share of $9.6 billion, exceeding estimates for $8.6 billion. Outside the FTSE 100, Virgin Money fell 3.9% after reporting weaker first half profits as provisions for bad debts soared. Base metals complex was mixed. Copper added 0.8% to be trading around $3.87 a pound. Zinc added 0.4%, while nickel dropped 2.4% and aluminium lost 1.1%. The China Caixin manufacturing PMI for April was released yesterday, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises. It fell to 49.5 from 50 in March and marked the first reading below 50 in 3 months. Benchmark spot iron ore fell below $100 a metric ton, dropping $2.40 or 2.4% to $98.85 a metric ton. Gold futures continued to climb, up $18.70 to $2,055.70 an ounce, logging their second highest close on record and the highest settlement for a most active contract since the 6th of August 2020. Oil prices settled narrowly mixed, with the benchmark contracts down over 10% week to date. WTI dipped 4 cents to $68.56 a barrel, touching an intra-session low of $63.57 a barrel. Brent added 17 cents to $72.50 a barrel. On bond markets, US 10-year Treasury yields fell approximately 4 basis points to 3.36%, while the 2-year note yield was down 17 basis points to 3.76%. And the Australian dollar is buying around 66.9 US cents. Home loan figures for March and the Reserve Bank of Australia's statement of monetary policy headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.